David, it seems that the telecommunications industry has just exploded, and it really drastically changes people's lives, especially, I think, the younger generation. I mean, when I drive my daughter around in a car and she's with a friend, half the time they're just sitting there in the backseat of the car texting each other rather than talking or texting with their friends. Is that going to continue and really affect business use as well?
Yeah, I think, Tom, I think that's a good question, and I see the same thing in my own family, and even with the baseball team I coach, you know, and the kids get a break or after the game, they're running their cell phone to see what text they might have missed in the few minutes that they were away. But I really think as those kids get older and more of them enter the workforce, they're going to be used to doing business more in an instant manner, which is kind of anytime, you know, anywhere, so to speak. You know, whether they're at home and waking up, going to bed, whatever it is, it seems like they're used to instantly seeing and replying to correspondences with their friends or their peer group.
And you know, the fascinating part about this, I think, is the short period of time where the world as we used to know it, the way we used to communicate, has changed so much. And it makes me wonder, what's next? What could possibly be next? What do you think the next phase of this whole telecommunications hype is?
I think you're going to see a lot more people using phones that can do a lot more, meaning you'll be able to bank from there and email from there. And so all the things that you do today, but being able to do more. Look at how much more you can do from an iPhone than some of the PDAs from the past. I think you're going to see that. You're going to see more electronics and gadgets in the house that allow you to do more things, customize more things, do things on the fly, be more flexible. I saw something about Microsoft and the home of the future, and it was amazing some of the things that you would have knowledge of, way you can customize and flexible and change things on the fly, and the information that's available at your fingertips anytime.
So how far down the road do you think that is?
I got an email, I don't know, a year or two ago that talked about how fast things were changing now. Comparatively speaking, where things might take 100 years to evolve or 50 years or 20, they're saying things are evolving sometime in minutes.
Well, especially, as you mentioned before, this younger generation, as they grow into leaders, business people, the whole world is going to change, don't you think?
Sure, yeah. Especially the younger generations as they move in, because they really embrace the technology and what it can do for you.
Well, from a service standpoint, it means that you can always get service. If you're a service provider, it means you always have to be on.
True, which comes as a good thing for the customer, but not necessarily such a good thing if you want to get away.
You know, it's funny. I was out of the office the other day, and I forgot to put my out-of-the-office message on.
Right.
Well, I literally had a couple of people call me wondering why I hadn't responded to their email within just a few hours. And you know, I didn't look at my BlackBerry, which I try not to do as I'm driving down the road as much. That's very difficult, too, not to look at your BlackBerry while you're driving down the road. But I have made a point. So to your statement, that's exactly right. People demand, I think. Now, I'm hoping that as we move forward in society, that will change. People's perspectives of time in terms of responding will change.
I hope that everybody kind of speeds things up. But at the end of the day, I think life is about balance and moderation. Mm-hmm. You know, if you take it too far, you know, then you have people that need weeks off because they need to recover for the fact that they just can't get away from work and that they're, you know, that they talk about the BlackBerry being the crackberry.
Yes.
They just can't put it down. So we hope that, you know, you can balance where it's effective and helpful for business, but also something you need to put down from time to time.
Well, David, thanks for being here and sharing your expertise.
Thank you.